KNOM, Iditarod Update.
Is this one of the closest Iditarods ever? Well, Dallas Seavey's team at least thinks so. Definitely one of the ones closest in the last few years. I'm Emily.
Karen,
it's good to be back with you tonight.
It is. We are 24 hours later in this historic race.
And we also did have another scratch today. Rookie Christopher Parker is the latest to scratch from this year's race back in McGrath. For our top five, we've got Dallas Seavey back in the lead. He was out of Iditarod at 2:55 this afternoon with a full team of 14 dogs still. He was only in that checkpoint for a few hours. He got in at 11:14 this morning. Second position, Ryan Reddington out of Iditarod at 3:56 with 14 dogs shortly after his arrival at 3:40. Third position, Richie Deal out of Iditarod at 4:37 and left at 4:30. He came in with 14 dogs and dropped one dog at that checkpoint. He left with 13. Fourth position, Pete Kaiser out of Iditarod, 4:41 p.m., with 11 dogs. He came into the checkpoint at 4:35 this afternoon with 12 dogs. And in fifth position, Your Life Sith Olsom out of Iditarod at 4:44 this afternoon with 13 dogs. He was into that checkpoint at 4:37 with 14 dogs. Well, if you're just joining us, you are listening to your Iditarod update. Our top teams have left Iditarod. That's our halfway point, and they are circling back this year towards Willow. We did have another musher scratch. Rookie Christopher Parker of Fairbanks scratched in McGrath at 1:45 this afternoon. All we know is that he cited the best interest of his team as the reason for scratching. He was already down to 8 dogs, so he may have realized he didn't have enough. That's a small team for so early in the race. Karen, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the big news going on with Gunnar Johnson? He tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday evening.
Sure. So since then, reportedly, we've heard that 43 officials and volunteers have been tested for COVID-19, and so far, none of them have come back positive. The Anchorage Daily News has reported this afternoon that the Iditarod's official specialist has held a press conference this afternoon. They believe the musher may have gotten COVID-19 from a handler who Johnson drove with last Friday. The handler has also tested positive. However, allegedly, Gunnar Johnson, who again tested positive for COVID-19, did share a tent with two other mushers earlier in the race. Those mushers' names have not been publicly identified by the Iditarod, and they're currently handling contact tracing at this time. Every musher will be tested again in the McGrath checkpoint when they do the return loop, and for most of the mushers, that will be a few days from now.
Yeah, let's look at the leaderboard to see where some of the rest of our teams are. In sixth position, Brent Sass is still in Iditarod. He came into that checkpoint yesterday at 6:08 in the evening with 14 dogs. Seventh position, Aaron Peck into Iditarod at 11:22 last night with 14 dogs. Eighth position, Mila Porcel into Iditarod last night at 11:41 with 11 dogs. Ninth position, Travis Beal is in Iditarod right now. He was in today with a team of 11 dogs. He came in at 11:18 this morning. In 10th position, Wade Mars was into Iditarod earlier this afternoon at 2:13 with 13 dogs.
And Jesse Royer is in Iditarod as well. Checked in this afternoon at 3:58 with 14 dogs. Aaron Burmeister is leading a pack that has checked out of Ophir already. Checked out this morning at 4:39 with 14 dogs. The same amount he came in with. Ramey Smith checked out at 6:15 this morning with 12. Nicholas Petit checked out exactly 15 minutes after Ramey Smith with 12 dogs. He dropped a dog in Ophir down from 13 to 12. Jeff Dieter is in 15th position. Checked out of Ophir at 7:10 this morning with 13 dogs.
And in 16th position, Jesse Holmes was out of Ophir this morning at 7:51 with 12 dogs after doing his 24-hour layover in that checkpoint. 17th position, Lev Schwartz, left Ophir this morning at 8:09. And again, that's leaving Ophir. It's still going out. Gets a little confusing since they'll have to go back through, but this is still going out of Ophir. So Lev Schwartz is in 17th position. He left Ophir at 8:09 this morning with 12 dogs. He dropped one dog at that checkpoint. 18th position, Ryan Olson, out at 8:25 from Ophir this morning on the outbound with 13 dogs. She was into that checkpoint yesterday at 7:10. She did the 24 hours there as well. 19th position, Cody Straith, out of Ophir at 8:31 this morning with 13 dogs. He dropped one dog in that checkpoint while he did his 24 hours. And in 20th position, Michelle Phillips, out of Ophir, going outbound at 8:44 this morning with 12 dogs. She also did a 24-hour layover in Ophir and dropped one dog.
And to round out the top 25, in 21st position, Dan Caduce checked out of Ophir this morning at 9:08, leaving with 12 dogs on the line. He came in with 14. Paige Drobny checked out of Ophir at 9:57 this morning with 12 dogs. Matthew Fahler, after that, checked out of Ophir 10:51 this morning with 11 dogs. Matt Hall checked out with 10 dogs at 11:33 this morning. And to round out that top 25, Christy Barrington out 9 minutes before noon today with 12 dogs. And to round off the rest of the leaderboard, Anna Barrington is right behind her sister at position 26 this evening. She's leading a pack of 15 mushers in the back of the pack. That is including Martin Boozer in 28th position and Bethel Musher Victoria Hardwick at position 39. Our current Red Lantern is rookie Hal Hansen in 41st position. We're going to take a look at the current conditions this evening. Iditarod Insider is reporting that some mushers had concerned about soft trail leading into the Iditarod checkpoint from Ophir. Insider said that this caused mushers like Jesse Holmes to rethink taking their 24-hour rest in Iditarod and instead electing for his 24 in Ophir. With colder temps already set in over the race route, Insider has also reported that this change in strategy is meant to open up better mushing conditions on a firmer trail. Speaking of colder temperatures, Emily, what's the latest report on weather conditions as we head into the weekend?
Well, climatologist Rick Thoman is predicting good weather conditions through the weekend for the race route. We're going to hear more from him right now.
With Iditarod running the Gold Trail loop this year, that definitely increased the chances for a good weather race, and that is certainly playing out. Temperatures by Friday morning will bottom out in the 20 to 35 below range with no significant wind. Friday will be sunny, late afternoon high temperatures 0 to 10 above. Friday night and Saturday should be a near repeat, mostly clear skies, but temperatures will moderate a bit. All in all, fine mushing weather for Iditarod 2021.
Fine mushing weather indeed, at least so our mushers, I'm sure, are hoping. Big news if you're just joining in. Dallas Evie is back in the lead, and his kennel has been referring to this as one of the closest races in recent Iditarod history because five teams checked into Iditarod within 1 hour. Recently, that's been pretty rare. Past few years, there have been about a five-hour gap between the first musher and the second into Iditarod. And so with that pack of top five mushers leaving Iditarod, that means they are heading back. This historic trail takes our mushers back the way that they came. So, of course, they're not coming out to visit us here on the Bering Sea coast. So they're heading back to Ophir and then all the way back to Willow right now. And our reporters on the trail from Insider and the Anchorage Daily News have been reporting quite a lot of musher anxiety now. Of course, now you kind of know all of the challenges that you're going to come back to. And that's anxiety inducing for some mushers with Ryan Olson, who actually had a really bad time with some river crossing after Nikolai. She arrived into one of our checkpoints very, very wet. She told the ADN, that's the challenge with an out and back is now you're aware of obstacles you'll have to overcome. Hopefully, Karen, that's not too many awful obstacles, but we're only halfway through, so I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow evening. But make sure to stay tuned to KNOM. We are continuing our 2021 Iditarod coverage. You can visit us on the web to read and listen more at knom.org. And tune in to the next KNOM Iditarod update, which will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.